NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
All day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's bit. Strange stories, including one about a robbery this morning.
Yeah, that is on the way. Brace yourselves. Up first, though, how are you with the old DIY?
Not the best. I'm really good at directing operations.
Yeah.
I see the bigger picture. I'd like to call myself the project manager.
Right.
But I don't do the labour.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have the vision.
Brendan, you're very good at the actual...
I'm all right.
...doing the bits.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been reading about a student in England, right, who very much is not into the DIY. Mm-hmm. There's an interview in the Metro with a young lad and his name is Sam, right? They've done an entire article on the fact that Sam paid a tradesman £180 to do something, to do a handy job around the house. Do you have any idea? Could you give a guess as to what he may have paid somebody £180 to do in the house? A little job.
Like putting up a light switch or... I'm trying to think. That's a lot of money though, isn't it? But then I suppose when people charge it, they charge it.
Mm. Sam paid £180 for somebody to come and change batteries.
Oh no.
That's not even DIY, love.
Ah, no, love.
No. He said he didn't know how to change the batteries in his carbon monoxide alarm and that he was afraid he'd get it wrong.
Oh.
Now, it's just the same as a smoker. You just pop the batteries out and you
control.
Pop. It's the exact same thing, yeah. Yeah,
so in the wall or something.
Instead of, you know, maybe like going on YouTube.
Yeah. Do you know what? Just Google it sometimes.
Phoning a friend.
Yeah.
Or family member. Or maybe knocking into the neighbour. He paid £180.
I just would feel bad if I was the person who charged that.
Oh, well, I'd say you'd be laughing all the way to the bank, wouldn't you?
I know, but come on.
So he uses this app, right, which matches people with tradespeople in their area.
Oh, handy.
That is handy. He said he used it before to get somebody to come and put up a shelf.
Yeah, I would. I would need someone to help me put up a shelf.
Ah, get your spirit level, you'd be grand.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Up next, you and me get up early every morning.
We do.
Would you say you have a good morning? I don't know what a good morning routine is, but do you feel like you've got a good one?
I do. I think I have it down to a fine art.
Yeah. Well, an influencer has shared his morning routine online.
No, Brendan, this
encouraging
is
others to do the same.
Howl.
Right?
These videos all over the weekend, and then people reenacting and doing their own version, this can be very entertaining.
So I want to run through it, right? I want to see maybe if it's something that we might take on, or if there's any parts of it that we might want to take on.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so his alarm goes off at 3:52 a.m.
No.
And when I get
is bad enough.
Yeah, when I get to the bit of what time the man starts work, 3:52 will seem even more bizarre.
Yeah,
he brushes his teeth first. 4 a.m. push-ups on the balcony.
Push-ups before you even do anything.
Just push-ups first. Sorry. 4:38 a.m. meditates. 4:40.
It's a nice thing to do in the morning.
Lovely,
by the way,
nice and calming. Yeah. 4:42 a.m. does some journaling. Right.
Okay. Gratitude journal.
4:55 a.m. watches some man shouting about Jesus on his phone. Not for me. I'll be skipping that bit.
He just goes for a scroll. I mean,
scrolling on your stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
5:49 a.m. dunks his face in a bowl of ice water.
And he uses bottled water as well.
Oh, did he use bottled water for that?
Yeah. Bottled water with some bits of lemon, I saw.
6:50. Oh, the lemon in the eyes. No, thanks.
I know,
no. Very. That's an irritant on the skin.
That's what I would have thought.
6:52, runs on a treadmill. 7:40 a.m.
I just don't know why you wouldn't just do one workout instead of all these little bits and pieces. You know, I just go to the gym for 45 minutes to an hour.
7:40 a.m. goes for a swim. 8:23, he's in the shower. 8:43, he eats a banana. But at 8:45, he rubs the banana peel all over his face.
I just think he's trolling everyone.
He's absolutely trolling
everyone. He's gone mega viral. I think he's got millions of followers from this video. And everyone's just handing him stuff all the time. Who are the assistants?
8:55 a.m., washes banana peel off face.
Oh.
And at 9:06, he dunks his face in another bowl of ice water.
It's so funny.
And then he sits down and starts working from home at 9:15. The man gets up at 3:52 and he's still late for work.
He has lived a life.
Yeah, not for me.
I think we could try the ice water thing.
We could try that.
Yeah.
We could stick our heads
in bowls of water.
Let's get a bowl of ice water for the lady.
I would try and do that. Everything else, not so much.
No.
Meditate, maybe.
I would like if we had time to exercise before work. It's too early.
I know.
It's too early. No. Finally this morning, more than half a million euros worth of jewellery swallowed by a thief has been recovered by police.
No.
This happened in Florida.
No.
The man went into a Tiffany store and he said he wanted to buy very expensive earrings and a diamond ring on behalf of some very rich basketball player, right?
Yeah.
So they brought him into,
into
a private room. It's never happened. Into a private room.
The glamour.
Where he could view the jewellery. But a short time later, he jumped out of his chair, grabbed the jewellery and he legged it. He was arrested more than 500 kilometres away.
Wow, that's a long run.
In the police car, an officer heard him say, "I should have thrown them out the window." And then when he got to jail and he was being, is it booked in? Mm. I don't know. He said, "Am I going to be charged with what is in my stomach?"
Oh, he gave it away.
So some earrings were quickly recovered, but the suspect was then transferred to a hospital.
It all depends on your system.
Where detectives monitored him as they waited to collect the remaining evidence.
Worried that damage your insides.
Absolutely.
Just a spike on the earring.
The four stolen earrings, valued at €600,000, matched the serial numbers from the jewellery which was taken from the Tiffany store.
See, this is the thing though. What are they going to do with those earrings?
Polish them up and pop them back in a box.
They'd want to be discounted.
No one's ever going to know.
Oh, no.
Someone might. No. After the jewelry was recovered, the arrested man was taken to Orange County Jail, where he faces charges of robbery with a mask and first degree grand theft. There you go.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
I was going to say, don't rob jewelry in the first place.
No.
That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A tasty prize.
Thin and crispy.
Lots of cheese.
98 FM.
Well, we had a winner last week on Matchy Matchy. Can we do it again? Just three words stand between you and this incredible prize.
It's the must-have addition to your garden this summer. A brand new pizza oven.
Ooh. Make mine a margarita.
It could be yours on Matchy Matchy.
Delicious.
AI Rebecca and Brendan are chaotic in a good way.
They absolutely are. Good morning. Happy Monday to Sarah in Talla. You're on 98 FM, Sarah, and you're playing Matchy Matchy.
Hi, guys.
Sarah, how was the weekend?
Oh, lovely. How was yours?
Yeah, good. It was nice and quiet.
Yeah, nice and quiet, just playing with the baby and the husband.
Oh, lovely. What's the baby's name? What's the husband's name?
AJ and Alan.
AJ and Alan. Is Alan the baby?
No, AJ's the baby.
AJ's the baby.
Some people would argue the other way around.
Very good. Sarah, how do you normally do when you listen along to Matchy Matchy?
Mostly twos and threes.
Mostly twos and threes?
Sarah, that's decent.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Couple of dodgy ones, though.
Mm, okay.
You and us both.
Yeah. There's a big event coming up for AJ, I believe.
Yeah, he's turning one next month.
Oh, so exciting. Cute.
What are you going to do?
Don't know yet. I think maybe we'll just have a bit of cake at home or a picnic
Lovely.
In the park or something.
Brilliant.
Just
Excellent.
Something to,
That'll be
to
great.
Today.
Sarah, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think I'm going to go with Rebecca this morning, please.
I'm going
Excellent
to the booth.
Excellent stuff. After the soundproof booth, off she goes for a Monday morning. Okay. Oh, different handwriting on these this morning, Sarah. Maybe this is a good omen. Okay.
Ooh.
Your first word is sweet.
Shop. Sweet shop.
Your second word is dog.
House.
And your third word is salad.
Sandwich.
I said sweet, you said shop. I said dog, you said house. I said salad, you said sandwich. Are you locking them in, Sarah?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Straight to the bottom. Ooh. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio.
Spring cleaning's been done in there.
Oh, has it?
Oh, I think it's been feng shuied, that boot.
A bit of Lily of the Valley going on.
Gorgeous. Brendan, Brendan dropped him.
Drop me pen.
Sorry. I was like, what's happened?
Bit of shaking back. Okay, right. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Sarah in Tala this morning is sweet.
Sweet tooth.
Your second word is dog.
I'm going to say cat.
And your third word is salad.
Salad. Salad dressing.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Sarah in Tala this morning?
Oh, no.
Not to be this morning, guys. You weren't on the same page this morning after...
Did we get none?
No, actually, you didn't. No, after after sweet, Sarah said shop.
Oh, yeah, okay.
After dog, she said house.
Yeah.
And after salad, Sarah said salad sandwich.
Oh, Sarah, we weren't on the
Not
same
to be
page.
This morning.
I'm terribly sorry, but we're going to send you any goodie bag.
No problem.
We are. We had a lot of fun, Sarah. Hope you did as well. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Sarah. Have a great day. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy, your chance to win a pizza oven.
I could have said salad finger.
I think I would have said salad cream. Yeah. But yeah, salad finger. Is that from YouTube? Salad finger?
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.